is Diana Spies, and I'm happy to have you back with me for another episode of Pranava Joy. Again, as a reminder, the word pranava is a Sanskrit word, the oldest language on the planet, Sanskrit word for space. So in all of these episodes, we are exploring all kinds of ways to create more space in our lives for the things that bring us joy. Today's episode, I have titled, What Matters Most? With my health coaching clients, this is something that I present to them on a very regular basis, and most especially now as we're all traveling through 2020 with some significant changes to some of our ways of living with each other in the community, our jobs, our schools, and our communities, our events where we typically come together, and now things are very different for a lot of folks. I ask them very often to consider consistently every day answering the question, what matters most? There's a great way to piece this together with another part of that question, what matters most now or the big picture? So with my health coaching clients, one great example of this is if they've got a protocol or a program that they're working on to improve their health and well-being, and they're with family or they're with friends, and things are being presented on the table, food items that don't fit that protocol, and they have to answer to themselves what matters most. Is what matters most eating these things now in the moment, or what matters most sticking to the big picture protocol to meet the goals that they've set? That's a pretty clear example of a question that we all have to answer for ourselves on a very regular basis, or at least we should be considering that. What matters now or what matters most? With 2020 and all the different things that we are being presented with on our journey with COVID-19, Black Lives Matter, it's an election year, we have some pretty big questions and comments and topics on the table that we have to decide for ourselves what matters most on a pretty big scale right now. However, the last podcast that I spoke of, you know, stay the course, do the things, we could technically keep it pretty simple and focused in the moment, the day that we're on right now, the hour that we're in, the meal that we're preparing. So I guess we could take it in the big picture, what matters most. We're going to use our voice this year to vote what matters most. We have folks in our community that are needing help and assistance. What matters most? Do we help the folks in need, or do we continue to try to go by day, trying to find the status quo that was, that probably might not be again for quite some time? What matters most? I did a post on Facebook not long ago about the situation with the schools, trying to make the decision, do we keep our kids home? Do we send them to school full time? Do we do some sort of hybrid? And my question was, what can I do? I'm not an educator in the school system. I'm not hired by the school system that my son goes to. But what can I do? Because to me, what matters most is that we take this on as a community. We have plenty of children that cannot go to school in this situation. We have plenty of children and families who feel very differently about the situation. My perspective, what matters most, the whole community aspect. It takes a village to raise a child. And there's things that I could do to assist in the situation. What can I do? It matters most to me to take care of my son. But at the same time, I recognize that the community around him is a big part of his educational needs, not just what's in the books, not just math and science, but learning about how to take care of others, learning how to be present in a community effort. I ask the question to myself, what matters most? I will take care of my son, but I will also see if I can find a way, a window, to help participate in the community, because that matters most to me. Now, it might not be the same for other people, and that's okay. Totally. That is okay. We all have different callings for all kinds of reasons. When I teach this concept to my yoga teacher trainees, I think about bringing to the table, how do we recognize that in a community, we are all designed to be functioning differently, and it's not a negative. So in my body, my white cells, my red cells, my platelets, my bone tissue, my muscle tissue, my tendons and ligaments, my fascia, my liver, my heart, all of these living things have a different function. They do things very differently. They function very differently. Their design is very different. And it's supposed to be that way. All together, all of these living tissues, these cells that make up all my organs, they communicate with each other. They are all designed to be doing something different to make Diana. So I see our community as a whole collective. And maybe there are moms and dads that, you know, they're essential workers. They can't take one day or an afternoon to open up and help all the kids in the community. But I can, and that matters most to me. What matters most to you? Or we can take this topic into the perspective, like I brought up a little bit ago, about my health coaching clients. What matters most? Some folks right now are feeling as if there isn't going to be a future. So what matters most to them is to get as much in any given moment as they can. That's their calling right now. And it's not for me or anyone else to judge what calls to them if something different calls to me. So for me, what matters most, taking care of my health on a daily, consistent basis, staying the course, doing the things. For other folks at this given time, it might matter most to be living in a way where the future might not be the same for them, at least in their mind's eye right now. And what matters most for them is to getting on the road and going camping, breaking away, leaving the situation that we're in right now. For me, staying still, being present in my home, with my family, with those at my business as much as I can, that matters most. So I stay my course. And I do my things. And it's okay that we have different callings. It's okay that we have different priorities. Again, that's what we're designed to be like. What matters most to you? Waking up in the morning or maybe before going to bed at night, journaling on a page, what matters most? I often have clients that say to me, I've been doing most of the things that I need to do to improve my health, most of the time. And then I ask them, the times that you're not doing the things that line up with your calling or your goal or however they want to term it, when in those moments, what happens? What is the decision? What matters most in those moments? Most of the time, I hear them say, I don't know. I'm not sure. So what that tells me is that in those moments, they lose track of their mindfulness. They lose track of the focus that they are pulling together to create this new way of being in their health and in their body and in their lives. Staying mindful is the essence of where we use that power that we have that we call free will to make choices to answer what matters most in our actions. You know, we say actions speak louder than words, right? So there's different behavioral models of change. We can break it into five 7 steps. I like to keep it pretty simple for people, and I talk about the 3 A's to change: awareness, acceptance, and action. What matters most? That answer comes from the state of awareness, being aware of what matters most in our lives at any given moment on any given topic. And then accepting that it matters, that it's important, and then following through with the action. Staying mindful, being aware, accepting, and then mindfully making choices with our free will to follow through in what's aligning with what matters most. I've seen so much success with my clients as they start to really sit and ponder these things, and a sense of ownership. I say to my clients all the time, you don't have to justify anything to me. It's not my job to judge you, what you're doing right or wrong, good or bad. That's not my job, and I don't do that with folks. And nor should they do that to themselves. It's easy to fall into that trap of judging and criticizing ourselves, especially if we feel like we've fallen off a wagon of some sort. But if that's the case, I then say, what did you learn from it? Maybe falling off the wagon really embedded more what matters most. You didn't like that. It didn't serve you. It didn't leave you feeling well. So now, even more so, you know what matters most. In any given moment, if we can find ways, sticky notes, things around our wrists, a string, a certain bracelet, a ring, a necklace, a picture that we leave on our desk or at certain places in our home that remind us of what matters most. Again, talking with all the different folks that I work with, whether it's teacher trainees, whether it's clients in health coaching, whether it's energy sessions, whether it's personal training and strength training, every person that I work with on this journey of wellness and improving our well-being, that doesn't just mean how much we weigh or what size our clothes are or how many calories we're taking in. I could talk about that till I'm blue in the face, but in the end, even with that, what matters most is how anything and everything that we are doing leaves us feeling, how we feel. So if someone falls off a wagon on a specific topic and I say to them, what did you learn from that? How did it leave you feeling? And then how are you going to use that to go forward in what matters most? If it didn't matter, you wouldn't have a response to it. It would just be benign. Right? So how do things leave you feeling? Because if they leave you feeling happy, if they leave you feeling joyful, remember, joy isn't just about happiness. When I'm doing something that I'm very joyful about, I realize that there's work, there's going to be times where I have to stop and fix something and pause and learn a new skill set. But you know what? I don't resent it. I don't get angry about it. I literally enjoy every segment of it because it's a thing that brings me joy and I want to do all of that. All of those things adjust how I'm feeling. And what matters most shines through effortlessly. If it leaves you feeling not well or diseased, it's not a setback. It's a learning lesson. And it helps us reinforce what matters most to us on this journey. Nobody has the exact same formula as anyone else. Again, my white cells and my red cells and my platelets are all very important to who I am, but they all have their own purpose. Not one is better than the other. I was sharing this just today with my group of teacher trainees. For me, photography, brings me an immense amount of joy. It does not feel like work. I'm very busy. It takes up my time. I have my camera. I have to carry it. I change lenses out, blah, 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 blah. To someone else, that would be stressful. It'd make them anxious. They don't know what buttons to push. They're not sure how to get a picture. They don't know what they're seeing. So that is not a design for someone else. I know folks, I have a good friend of mine, she loves finance and numbers and spreadsheets and Excel spreadsheets. And my gosh, I could watch her. It's like, it just comes out of her. That's not me. That's not who I am. Those are the differences that are beautiful. We need these differences in our community. And it's one of the things when I talked earlier about the process of schooling with our kids right now, we've not been in this situation before where we have this or that in person, in the building, or at home on virtual or the internet. What is the option in between? And for me, what matters most when I think about it, yes, I want my son to keep up with his education. I want him to learn the skill sets that he needs. But also what matters most is community and seeing how other families are coping with this. Well, how can I do that in a safe way for him? He's got a medical condition that does not at all line up with this specific virus, not in any way, shape, or form with the way this virus presents itself. But how could I still somehow, some way, outside, community, small groups, what matters most? If I can find something, it's calling to me. I put the question out there. I'll put the question out there until I find the answer because it's calling to me. It matters. I'll find it because it matters most. I'm aware of it. I've accepted it. And now I'm looking for that action piece. And that's with just about any topic that I've taken on in my life. And I've coached my clients the same thing. I can tell my clients until I'm blue in the face exactly all the things to eat and what's good and why it's good. But you know what? If in their being it doesn't matter most, it doesn't matter. Coaching, whether it's life or health coaching, it's not a dictatorship. It's not about me being the expert. Sure, I have to know what's going on. I have to have the knowledge and the education. But the true essence of the process is what's coming through you as my client. What matters most to you? And it's my job to meet you there, step by step. And constantly remind, falling off the wagon is not a failure. It is learning and reinforcing what matters most. Truly, with everything in me, every single day, in any given moment, do I speak my truth now? Does that matter most? Or are my words going to help the situation or not? What actions do we take? Do I eat this? Does it matter most to eat this in the full picture of all of my hopes and dreams and goals and callings for my health and my well-being? Does eating this now match that? Does it matter most? Anything, everything that we do, we have this gift of free will, choice. And how we align that should be always what matters most. Not what matters now necessarily, what matters most. And if we stay this course and we keep answering this question and we keep following through with that awareness and acceptance of what matters most, and then our actions follow through and we do it and we do it and we do it over piece by piece over a period of time, all of a sudden we are in a different playing field. And all that we make time for is things that bring us joy. Because in the end, that is the ultimate answer to every single time you answer this question. What matters most will line up with what brings you joy. And that's it. It's like a roadmap to joy. Because if it matters to you in your soul, in your being, if it lights you up, if it makes your heart feel giddy, that's joy. What matters most? We do it all the time. We do it as parents just naturally. We go to work on days that maybe we don't feel like going to work, but we recognize what matters most is this big picture, our career, bringing in a certain amount of money to take care of our home, to take care of our family, to raise our children. We recognize what matters most. Even on the days when our motivation is low, we follow through with what matters most. We do it all the time. That is a scenario of the family dynamic. But I want to ask you, for you, only you, not as a wife, not as a mom, not as a father, not as a husband, not as a sister or a brother, what matters most for you? What lights you up? Does it make you feel excited to think about your body in a different state of health? Does it make you feel giddy to think about actually going to sleep at night peacefully and waking up rested? Does it call to you to take on something new in your life? We can throw all the excuses to the wind. I've had people start my yoga teacher training in their 30s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, come out on the other side of that year on a totally different playing field in their life because they answered before they signed up what matters most. And they took the leap of faith. It's not called a tiptoe of faith. It's called a leap. They felt it deep, deep, deep in their being, and they answered the calling to what matters most. And I often say this to folks, however it works for you, whether it's the divine, whether it's God, whether it's universal energy, whatever it is, please remember the divine, I'm going to use that word because it resonates with me, the divine meets you there where you show up. So when you decide what matters most and you are aware of it and you accept it and you start to take action and you're questioning, how am I going to get this done? The divine meets you there. You decide. You get dressed in the morning appropriately. You make all the plans. When you open the door to leave the house to go do the things that mean the most to you, what matters most, the divine will meet you at the front door and then walk with you the whole way. And then when you make decisions that don't line up with what matters most, again, some people will say, I have failed, I fell off the wagon, I screwed this up. In those moments, think about the poem Footsteps. Then you get carried. But it's not a failure. You get held for a few moments while you get your bearings back to walk again on your own two feet. What did you learn? It's a lesson, and you're held. Whether you're my client or you're not, you are supported. You keep lining up with what matters most, and you will be supported. Because the way we know that is it lights you up with joy. That's the answer. That's how we know. And I could tell stories and stories and stories and stories. My son, my oldest son, is one of the most profound examples in my life and multiple others. When he was young, he couldn't walk. He couldn't walk 10 minutes without severe leg pain. Severe. We had him in a wagon much longer than his age typically would support, or where we would typically roll kids on wagons like to the zoo or Cedar Point or things like that. His legs were so painful. We went to multiple different specialists. Couldn't play any sports at all. Got to his freshman year of high school and he wanted to try rowing. And boy, I thought conditioning, I didn't know how he was going to do it. But he wanted it so bad. He went on to row so competitively in college and has done amazing. It mattered most to him. I had to take a leap of faith and let him try. It mattered most. And the divine met him at the door. That happens for anyone that answers that question. What matters most? What aligns with your heart's deepest callings, your heart's desire? Anyone and everyone in your life that loves you unconditionally for all the right reasons will support you when you answer what matters most and follow through. Become aware of it, accept it, and start your action phase. And expect the road to twist and turn. Expect moments that you might want to term failures. I will remind you if you call me or you email me or you text me, if you reach out, I will say, what are you learning from this moment? It's just reinforcing how much this means to you. And sometimes we need that reinforcement to get us back up on our feet, to get us rattled enough to say, no, no, I was on the right course. No, no, correct. That was what matters most. And get right back up there and start taking your steps. Pranava joy, making space for joy in our lives. At the top of your journal page, please consider writing what matters most every day. Write it. Answer it. Keep answering it. Put reminders up everywhere in your life. What matters most? And then stay the course. Do the things. Joy will come in such volume. You will have to become more spacious to fit all of the joy that will start flooding into your life. As always, I offer you nothing but peace, pure unconditional love, and joy. Namaste.